Good morning. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. The longest-serving president of Colorado Mountain College stepped down yesterday. Carrie Besnett Hauser led the 11-campus system in the western part of the state for more than a decade. In that time, she's worked to diversify the student body as well as encourage graduates to stay, work, and live in mountain communities.
And those communities invest in us, and our job is to make sure that they're healthy and they have skilled people.
Under Hauser's leadership, Colorado Mountain College is also more reflective of the local community, with 30% of students of Hispanic origin. Things are looking just peachy in a small western slope town. CPR's Dina Sieg reports the 56th annual Palisade Peach Festival runs all day today at Riverbend Park.
Like many festivals, the Peach Fest has live music, food trucks, and vendors. But it also features peach cuisine demos and an event where people paddleboard for peaches in a pond. Saturday is especially packed with peach eating contests for all ages and a barbecue competition. The festival winds down Palisades Peach Days, a 10-day celebration of the Western Slope's beloved fruit. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The U.S. Forest Service plans to hire 250 new wildland firefighters to protect Colorado and other states in the Rocky Mountain region. There are openings for engine operators, hotshot crews, technicians, and dispatchers. The jobs are permanent but seasonal. Apply and get help with your application on the Forest Service website. Applications will stay open for 1 month starting next Friday. This is CPR News in KRCC.